Command number 85. Do not doubt. If you have faith and never doubt, if you say to this mountain, "Be taken up and cast into the sea," it will be done. Matthew 21:21. We have spoken several times about Jesus' use of hyperbole, exaggeration, and metaphor. We do not actually eat his flesh when participating in a communion or Eucharist service. He does not really want his followers to cut off their hands or pluck out their eyes to rid their lives of sin. These are symbols and images which Jesus used skillfully to get his points across. But the command toward faith and against doubt is more difficult. Jesus is using a vivid word picture. He obviously is not speaking literally. We aren't going to pray and see mountains cast into the sea. He did no such thing himself. He does not expect his followers doing so either. He did, however, still the winds on Galilee, and it was a withered fig tree that prompted the discussion that led to this statement in Matthew 21:21. Therefore, many through the years have taken these words as a basis to pray for huge things, even outlandish things. They have used this seeming promise as scriptural justification to pray against the natural order of God's creation, mountains and wind and fig trees, against storms, sickness, even death itself. How many urgent prayers have begun with some version of, "Lord, you promised if we believed that the very mountains would be cast into the sea. Therefore, in faith we pray." Yet many such prayers are met with disappointment. So what kind of faith was Jesus urging upon us? Are the mountains to be taken as seemingly impossible circumstances blocking our way, filling us with discouragement which, if we pray faithfully against them, will disappear and our way be made straight? Perhaps. Such mountains of circumstances are certainly worthy objects of prayer. Yet this remains a very interpretive passage for which there are no one-dimensional readings universally applicable in every situation. Equally perplexing are Jesus' words about doubt. Never doubt? This is a difficult word. We know that Jesus himself doubted. His prayer in Gethsemane is riddled with uncertainty. His anguished prayer cries on the cross betray the doubt of having been forsaken by his Father. We can even read his discussions with the Jewish teachers in the temple at 12 as indicating the honest doubts of the young Son of God, questioning the old teaching he would replace and fulfill with his new wine 18 years later. It was necessary to question the old orthodoxy before he could fully recognize the truth of the new covenant he had come to bring. Therefore, if doubt itself is no sin, how is it that Jesus said to never doubt? The question is particularly probing in that we see from his own example that doubt is sometimes actually required. If orthodoxies are untrue, though believed by the majority and taught by the spiritual leadership, they must be questioned, as Jesus questioned the teachers in the temple. Yet such honest doubt must not give way to unbelief. Perhaps Jesus is not so much speaking against doubt, but against unbelief. When he says, "Do not doubt," I believe he was saying, "Believe. Always believe. Keep believing. Never disbelieve." Doubt itself, good doubt, honest doubt, believing doubt, faithful doubt, trusting doubt, is not the opposite of faith. Unbelief is faith's opposite. Therefore, Jesus exhorts us, "Do not lapse into unbelief. Always believe." Such were Jesus' doubts in Gethsemane and on Calvary. The faithful, honest, believing doubt that trusted his Father even in the face of death looming before him. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, Second Series, The Voice of Job. A man may be haunted with doubts, and only grow thereby in faith. Doubts are the messengers of the living one to rouse the honest. They are the first knock at our door of things that are not yet, but have to be, understood. And theirs in general is the inhospitable reception of angels that do not come in their own likeness. Doubt must precede every deeper assurance, for uncertainties are what we first see when we look into a region hitherto unknown, unexplored, unannexed. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to doubt. Use my doubts to deepen my knowledge of you, my understanding of your ways, and my faith in your promises. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.